That's what he said. We're going to invade one way or another. If he leaves, okay. If he doesn't leave, we'll smash the place up and then take it over. But either way, we're going to take it over. Well, you know, that's not a law of it's not a law of nature, and it's up to the general population whether that should happen. Well, a couple of more words about last September. What happened after that? Let's move on to October. On October 23rd, there was an extremely important meeting of the UN Disarmament Committee. It's basically the General Assembly concerned with disarmament on October 23rd. They passed a resolution reaffirming a 1925 convention that bans biological weapons, and another resolution that reaffirmed and strengthened a 1967 treaty that bans the use of space for military purposes. Well, that was not reported in the United States, and there's a simple reason for it. The U.S. voted against both resolutions. The U.S. voted against the resolution reaffirming the 1925 ban on biological weapons, and voted against the reaffirmation and strengthening of the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, which bans the use placement of lethal weaponry in outer space. And remember what I said, when the UN votes against something, when the U.S. votes against something, it's double veto. It's gone, and it's not reported and gone from history. So I doubt if many people even know about it, but it's extremely important. It's a threat to survival, serious threat to survival. Shortly after that, the U.S. Moved at the last minute to kill an international treaty, a bioweapons treaty, that was trying to impose enforcement methods, enforcement measures on an existing toothless treaty. It was banned by the United States, which announced, informed the world that they could not even discuss this for another 6 years. Also in October, there was the 40th anniversary meeting of the at Havana of the summit meeting on the 40th anniversary of the missile crisis that involved key participants from Russia, the United States, and Cuba. And they made there was an incredible revelation there, which startled all of them. They discovered how close the world had, they knew it was dangerous, but they didn't know how dangerous until last October. Turns out that one word from a Russian submarine commander saved the world from destruction. Terminal nuclear war. Remember the background, international terrorism aimed at regime change. It turns out that at the tensest moment of the crisis, Russian submarines came under attack by U.S. destroyers. The commanders thought that there was a nuclear war going on. Two commanders ordered the submarines to send off nuclear missiles. According to Russian rules of engagement, they had to have three commanders agree. One refused. So one commander, Vasily Arkhipov, said he wouldn't go along with it. That's why we're here. If they had sent off nuclear missiles, there would have been a devastating response, and they probably would have destroyed the Northern Hemisphere, as Eisenhower had predicted years before. Well, that's kind of important. Barely reported in the United States, almost an unknown, you know, and very important right at this moment. I mean, issues like international terrorism and regime changes and so on, right on the top of everybody's mind. Here's how close we came to total destruction, so let's go on and do more. You know, what does it matter? There are more important things like profits and power tomorrow. Continuing, the United States then went on, the Bush administration went on to infuriate the World Trade Organization. That's the most respectable guys you can get, you know, trade ministers and so on from the Western countries. Not only by the extreme stand the administration's taking in violating trade rules, which is again a replay of the 1980s, but also because of a quite shocking move. The United States unilaterally blocked efforts to provide inexpensive drugs to tens of millions of people who are dying from AIDS, malaria, tuberculosis, and other treatable diseases. Every other country went along with it. The Bush administration wouldn't because of its devotion to the pharmaceutical industry, which is heavily subsidized by the public, but has to make even bigger profits than before. Other countries have pharmaceutical industries, Germany and Japan, for example, but they agreed to suppress the interests of their pharmaceutical industries for even greater profits in order to allow ways for more inexpensive drugs to reach people who are literally dying by the millions, if not tens of millions. Well, that infuriated the World Trade Organization. The U.S. continued, Bush administration, to undermine efforts to reduce threats to the environment that are recognized to be very severe and a major threat to decent survival. As always, the pretexts are barely conceal service to very narrow sectors of private power. Well, you know, all of this leads to fear and hatred of the leadership, maybe hatred of the society, which is increasingly coming to be regarded as just too dangerous. And others will respond. It's been predicted for a long time by international affairs specialists, intelligence agencies, and others, and it's kind of obvious, that others are going to respond in some manner. If they want to protect themselves from attack by the United States, there aren't a lot of ways to do it. One is to develop weapons of mass destruction. The other is to increase terror. Can't block the monster by conventional means. And those are serious threats. And they're being escalated perfectly consciously by the administration. They know about it. They just don't care very much. What matters is other things, like short-term profits and increased power and the global domination that's announced in the National Security Strategy and now being implemented in front of our eyes to establish a norm of preventive war, which can then be used in the next case. We may take a harder one, not a country that's completely defenseless, but maybe one that's only overwhelmingly defenseless. That's a very ugly prospect. All of these things are. And there's a reason, and that's the reason for the international opinion that I mentioned at the beginning. Well, you know, if there was an intelligent Martian with some concern for the human species, he would be watching all of this with amazement and would be asking how long the people of a free country are going to allow it all to go on.